I have loved my work at the University of Tennessee. It's been awesome. And I can say for almost four decades, it has been a privilege to make an impact on the lives of 161 women who have worn the orange.
Legendary women's basketball coach Pat Summitt, who has won more games than any college basketball coach, is stepping down. The former University of Tennessee head coach made this announcement yesterday, 8 months after announcing she has early onset Alzheimer's disease. She got some unexpected news right before her retirement speech. President Obama announced that Summitt will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That is the highest civilian honor given out by the U.S. government. Discovery officially belongs to the Smithsonian now. The space shuttle rolled into its new home yesterday for this official induction ceremony. It was accompanied by former astronauts, including John Glenn, one of America's first astronauts, who also flew a mission on Discovery. He talked about what lies ahead for the retired shuttle.
Today, Discovery takes on a new mission. Less dynamic, perhaps, but nonetheless important. It will be on display not only as a testament to events of our time, but also as an inspiration to future generations.
Earlier this week, we reported on a solar flare on the surface of the sun. Scientists said it was just a medium-sized flare. What does that mean? We wanted to give you some perspective on what that's all about. Chad Myers is going to help us out.
You an idea, because I have a different colored image behind me, just to kind of give you a sense of scale. The sun right here, that would be the size of the Earth. You could put 20 Earths or so inside just that circle where the explosion occurred. So the size, the enormous size of the sun is something to imagine, but when you put the Earth into context, you realize how big that explosion really was.
Time for the shout-out. Which of these U.S. military aircraft is a cargo plane? If you think you know it, then shout it out. Is it a B-52, C-5, F-18, or T-6? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The letters help give it away. C stands for cargo. So the right choice here is the C-5. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
But the C-5 isn't just a cargo plane. It is one of the largest aircraft in the world, and it's the only one that can transport any of the U.S. Army's combat equipment. Now, I can talk to you all day about how massive this thing is, but you're going to get a better sense of its size by taking a look inside one.
I'm coming to you from Robins Air Force Base. I want to take a moment to show you something incredible. This is the C-5. It's America's largest military aircraft. And right behind me, you see the ladder. It goes up some 11 steps all the way into the aircraft. The flight deck on the top, 3 stories off the ground. Inside, it is just amazing. I mean, take a look at how big this thing is. This plane is so huge, you could actually transport another plane inside of it, or tanks, or Humvees. To give you more of an idea in a civilian way, it's about 2/3 the length of a football field. Believe it or not, there's more than one floor. On this deck, you've got plenty of room. In fact, this place, this area could be outfitted with plenty of chairs to seat 75 service members. No surprise at all that even the flight deck is tremendous. In fact, you could sit 6 people here very comfortably, including Captain Ryan White, who happens to work on this aircraft. Can you give us a few pointers of some amazing facts at this plane?
Well, just due to the sheer size, like you said, it has over 100 miles of wiring. Throughout all the aircraft. And then also a fun fact about the aircraft is that you can fly the Wright Brothers first flyer's flight within the cargo bay itself.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that quick tour of an amazing aircraft, the C-5. Reynolds Wolf, CNN, Robins Air Force Base.
Teacher Appreciation Week is just a few weeks away, and we're giving you the chance to give your teachers a shout-out on our show. We're looking for your iReports, just you in front of a camera talking about your favorite or most inspirational teacher. Here's one we got last year.
My name is Mackenzie from Bryan Middle School in Bryan, Ohio. I would have to say my favorite teacher is Miss Cox. because she doesn't hold anything against you, and she's very caring and always gives you candy. I love you, Miss Cox.
Perfect. You can send us your Teacher Appreciation Week iReports by going to the Spotlight section on our homepage. Remember, no music. Keep it to 15 seconds or less. The deadline to get these in is 1 week from today, so get to it. Finally, we're heading to a youth hockey tournament in Texas, but it's probably not like one you've seen before. This is sled hockey. The players are between 6 and 13, and they all have some kind of disability. Some don't have the use of their legs, others can't use their arms. But it's not keeping them off the ice. A tournament official said, quote, "It's not your disability that makes you who you are, it's your abilities and what you do with them." See, it's not all crazy animals and eating competitions in our Before We Go segment. Sometimes we close on a nice story. The puck stops here for now. Have a great weekend. For CNN Student News, I'm Carl Azuz.